Hello.
Hello, I'm calling from Pennsylvania Opinion Survey. May I please speak with David Newman?
This is David.
I'm not selling anything. I'm conducting an opinion survey and would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Your name was chosen at random and your individual answers are completely confidential. First, are
How
you
long does the survey take?
The survey takes about 8 to 10 minutes to complete. Depends on your answers, but I will go through the survey as quick as I can. Will you have a few minutes to participate?
Yeah.
Okay, thank you for your help. And first, are you in a place where you can talk safely and openly on your phone?
Am I in a place where I can do what?
Where you can talk safely and openly on your phone. You are not driving or something like that?
Okay. Yes, I can.
And does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television?
No.
And are you 18 or older and registered to vote in Pennsylvania?
Yes.
And what is your age? Just to make sure we speak to all ages.
61.
And just to be sure we're representing everybody, may I ask your race or ethnicity?
White.
And I know it's still a few weeks away, but what are the chances that you will vote in the November 7th general election for mayor of Philadelphia and other local offices? Will you definitely vote? Probably, are the chances 50-50, or will you probably not vote?
Definitely vote.
And now please rate your level of motivation for voting in this year's upcoming election for mayor in November on a scale from 0 to 10. 0 means you are not at all motivated to vote this year, and 10 means you are extremely motivated to vote. You may use any number between 0 and 10.
Eight.
And generally speaking, will you say this year's upcoming mayoral election in November is more important than usual, less important than usual, or about the same as usual?
I would say the mayoral election is
much more important, somewhat more important.
Yeah, somewhat more important.
Okay. And regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, Republican, an independent, or something else?
Democrat.
And would you call yourself a strong Democrat or not very strong Democrat?
A strong Democrat.
And thinking about the direction the city of Philadelphia is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, somewhat satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the city of Philadelphia is headed?
I would say dissatisfied.
Okay. And generally speaking, do you approve or disapprove of the way the city council is doing its job? And is that strongly approved, somewhat disapproved, or strongly disapproved?
Somewhat approved.
And in your opinion, will you say crime and violence in your area of Philadelphia is getting worse, staying about the same as it has been for years, or getting better, lessening from what it has been?
I would say it's getting worse.
Okay. And in your opinion, are economic conditions in Philadelphia getting better, staying about the same, or getting worse?
About the same.
And generally speaking, how will you rate the overall quality of city services in Philadelphia? Excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
I would say fair.
And how will you rate the city's trash collection? Excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
I would say fair.
And how will you rate the Philadelphia Police Department? Excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
Fair.
And next, thinking about parks and green space in Philadelphia, do you think there is currently not enough, too much, or just about the right amount of parks and green space for recreation and leisure in the city of Philadelphia?
I would say there's about enough.
And now I'm going to read you a short list of issues and concerns some other in Philadelphia say they want their next mayor to be focused on. And please, which of the following do you want the next mayor to be most focused on? You may choose up to two, okay? And I know all is important, but the most important. I have improving the city's K-12 public school system, rooting out corruption in city government, cleaning up trash and illegal dumping, creating more quality affordable housing, fixing roads and repairing potholes, bringing more jobs and greater economic development to all parts of the city, reforming the police department and ending police harassment and racial profiling, addressing the opioid epidemic in neighborhoods like Kensington, addressing juvenile delinquency, addressing homelessness, reducing taxes, or reducing violent crime in the city?
I would say jobs and economic development.
Okay.
And the opioid crisis.
Okay, thank you. And now we're almost done. We're 50% now. Thank you for your help, sir. Did you vote in the Democratic primary election for mayor of Philadelphia this past May? Yes or no?
I think I did.
Okay. And who did you vote for in the Democratic primary election for mayor of Philadelphia this past May? Jeff Brown, Cherrelle Parker, Rebecca Reinhardt, Helen Jim, Alan Dumb, Amen Brown, or someone else?
I think it was Cherrelle Parker.
And now I'd like to read your feelings towards some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100. 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them. 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable, and a 50 means that you don't feel particularly warm or cold. Again, you okay. may use any number from 0 to 100, depending on how you feel. And if you have no opinion or have never heard of a person or organization, just let me know. And the first one is Cherrelle Parker, from 0 to 100. How will you rate her?
80.
80. Jim Kenney, from 0 to 100?
30.
Josh Shapiro.
90.
David O.
40.
Joe Biden.
80.
Dwight Evans.
60.
The Democratic Party in general, from 0 to 100, how would you rate them?
Okay, the Democratic Party in general?
Yes, from 0 to 100.
40.
And the Working Families Party in general?
I'm not really familiar with their program.
No problem. And I know it is still a few weeks away, but if the November 7th general election for mayor of Philadelphia were held today, for whom would you vote, between Democrat Cherrelle Parker or Republican David O?
Cherrelle Parker.
And how certain are you are going to support Cherrelle Parker in the election for mayor of Philadelphia? Are you very certain, fairly certain, just somewhat certain, or not at all?
Fairly certain.
And next, I'd like to ask you about some qualities and attributes that some people consider important in a mayor. And we don't have time to talk about all the candidates, so we will choose one randomly. The candidate we would like to ask you about, Cherrelle Parker. People will be asked about different candidates. And the first quality or attribute is, has the right approach for policing and fighting crimes. From 0 to 10. 0 means that if you don't think it applies to Cherrelle Parker at all, 5 if you think it someone applies to Cherrelle Parker, and 10 if you think completely applies to Cherrelle Parker. Has the right approach for policing and fighting crime? From 0 to 10?
Maybe 8.
Is inspiring? From 0 to 10?
6.
Shares my values?
8.
Is honest and trustworthy?
8.
Has the right approach to city budget and finances?
I don't know about that.
Okay. And brings pride back to the city? From 0 to 10?
5.
And puts what's right above partisan politics? From 0 to 10?
6.
6, okay. And next, we'd like to ask you your opinion about some of the policies that Cherrelle Parker says she wants to enact if she's elected as the next mayor of Philadelphia. And for each policy, just tell me whether you strongly support, somewhat support, or oppose it. The first one is making arrests for crimes like openly injecting illegal drugs or being visibly high and incapacitated in public or obstructive. Strongly support, somewhat support, somewhat oppose, or strongly oppose?
You're saying making arrests for those things?
Yeah, making arrests for crimes like openly injecting illegal drugs or being visibly high and incapacitate in public. Support or oppose?
And what's the scale?
Strongly support, somewhat support, somewhat oppose, or strongly oppose it? Somewhat oppose. Making arrests for prostitution, especially in residential neighborhoods.
Somewhat oppose.
Making sure that schools and support opportunities remain open and available year-round from 7:30 a.m. to 6 p.m. for academic enrichment for young children and job and workforce training for high schoolers. This will also allow parents to work full-time without having to worry about childcare for their school-aged kids.
Strongly support.
And lastly, this is basically the last part. Again, thank you for your kindness to help us. I'm going to read you some reasons others have given for why it's important to vote in the upcoming election for mayor. And please rate it using a scale from 0 to 10. 10 means that it's very convincing reason to vote. 5 is somewhat convincing, and 0 means it is not at all convincing reason to vote in the upcoming election for mayor. The first one, Cheryl Parker understands it's hard to feel good about your community and city when there's so much trash on the streets and dangerous abandoned buildings creating a sense of hopelessness. That's why, as mayor, Parker has a plan to hire thousands of people to keep the streets and sidewalks clean and ensure streets are well lit in every neighborhood. These new jobs will pay a living wage and teach skills to help people re-enter the workforce. Voting for Parker will clean up our street and create jobs in the community while doing it. From 0 to 10, how convincing was that?
8.
And the last one, this November, Philadelphia will elect its 100th mayor. Every previous mayor, all of 99 of them going back to the year 1691, haven't been men. This November, we have the historic opportunity to vote for change. We have the chance to elect Cheryl Parker as Philadelphia's first African-American woman mayor and the chance to turn our city in a new direction. But Cheryl Parker is more than just history. She's a former school teacher, city council member, and single mom who has born and raised in Philadelphia. She knows what it's like to live paycheck to paycheck in neighborhoods affected by violence and poverty. She will be a nice voice, fighting for change in a city that needs it. From 0 to 10, how convincing was that?
9,
okay. And sometimes over the course of a survey, people's opinion change. So let me ask you again, please, and now that you have a little more information, if your level of motivation for voting in this year, upcoming election in November, on a scale from 0 to 10. 10 means you are extremely motivated, and 0, not at all.
Okay, I would say 8.
8, okay. And once more, I know it's still a few weeks away, but if the November 7th general election for mayor of Philadelphia were held today, for whom would you vote, Democrat Cheryl Parker or Republican David O?
Cheryl Parker.
And the last few questions are for statistical purposes only. Can you please tell us what is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
Undergraduate college.
Okay. And are you married, unmarried, living with partner, separate, divorced, or widow?
Married.
And do you have any children 18 years or of age or younger living in your household, yes or no?
No.
And thinking about your approach to political issues, would you describe yourself as very conservative, somewhat conservative, moderate, somewhat liberal, or very liberal?
Very liberal.
And this concludes our survey, and thank you very much for your participation and for your time. Your opinion is extremely important for us. And thanks again for your help. Have a great day.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Good luck.
Bye.
Bye.
You as well.